Chapter 14. How King Edwin and his nation became Christians, and were Paulinists. King Edwin, therefore, with all the nobility of the nation, and a large number of the common sort, received the faith, and the washing of holy regeneration, in the 11th year of his reign, which is the year of our Lord 627, and about 180 after the coming of the English into Britain. He was baptized at York on the holy day of Easter, being the 12th of April, in the church of St. Peter the Apostle, which he himself had built of timber there in haste, whilst he was a catechumen receiving instruction in order to be admitted to baptism. In that city also he bestowed upon his instructor and bishop, Paulinus, his episcopal see. But as soon as he was baptized, he set about building, by the direction of Paulinus, in the same place a larger and nobler church of stone, in the midst whereof the oratory which he had first erected should be enclosed. Having therefore laid the foundation, he began to build the church square, encompassing the former oratory. But before the walls were raised to their full height, the cruel death of the king left that work to be finished by Oswald his successor. Paulinus, for the space of 6 years from this time, that is, till the end of the king's reign, with his consent and favor, preached the word of God in that country, and as many as were foreordained to eternal life believed and were baptized. Among them were Osfrid and Aedfrid, King Edwin's sons who were both born to him, whilst he was in banishment, of Quenburga, the daughter of Serle, king of the Mercians. Afterwards other children of his, by Queen Ethelburg, were baptized, Ethelhan and his daughter Ethelthirth, and another, Wiskfreya, a son. The first two were snatched out of this life whilst they were still in the white garments of the newly baptized, and buried in the church at York. Yiffi, the son of Osfrid, was also baptized, and many other noble and royal persons. So great was then the fervor of the faith, as is reported, and the desire for the labor of salvation among the nation of the Northumbrians, that Paulinus at a certain time coming with the king and queen to the royal township, which is called Aedfrin, stayed there with them 36 days, fully occupied in catechizing and baptizing, during which days, from morning till night, he did nothing else but instruct the people resorting from all villages and places in Christ's saving word. And when they were instructed, he washed them with the water of absolution in the river Glen, which is close by. This township, under the following kings, was abandoned, and another was built instead of it, at the place called Mailmen. These things happened in the province of the Bernicians, but in that of the Derry also, where he was wont often to be with the king, he baptized in the river Swale, which runs by the village of Cataract. For as yet oratories or baptistries could not be built in the early infancy of the church in those parts. But in Campo Donum, where there was then a royal township, he built a church which the pagans, by whom King Edwin was slain, afterwards burnt, together with all the place. Instead of this royal seat, the later kings built themselves a township in the country called Loidus. But the altar, being of stone, escaped the fire and is still preserved in the monastery of the most reverend abbot and priest, Thirdwulf, which is in the forest of Elmet.